Cat How is here. Cat How is here. She's here to bring us pop culture news. She's here to tell us things that we want to know.
I will kick you out of here.
We want to know. We want to know. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. All right, How, tell us something. Give us something.
Oh, what is that? What's going on? What's up with all the noise? It's Frisky Friday.
Oh, it's definitely Frisky Friday here.
All right. Now, since General is a tard today. All right, so Amy Schumer posted a picture on her social media.
Yep.
Now she's shooting the new season of Inside Amy Schumer.
Yep.
Her little comedy sketch. I can't talk today. I'm sorry, guys. Her comedy sketch show.
Okay.
And there was like a scene where she had like a band, like a big band type thing. So after, she like posts a picture with a clarinetist and saxophonist and said, a Jew with horns.
Yeah.
And I guess that irated someone over at Gossip Cop and said, I think you should grab your horns and I demand an apology.
Yeah, I
and it's like, what? She didn't take it down. I went to her thing. She hasn't taken it down. She's not apologizing because I guess that's like an old, ancient.
Yeah, I never knew it. That it's like, I never knew. I actually read the story, like, read the little story of the controversy, because I'm thinking, what kind of, you know, what kind of a Jew joke did she do? Like, because I'm reading it, Amy Schumer in trouble for a Jew joke, and I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, did she say, I mean, we've heard her say things about Mexicans and blacks, and so I'm waiting for this biting joke.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I go, horn? What? And then I'm reading, well, the mythology and this, and the Bible says that Moses and horns, and that's a reference. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Like, you've got to be a really over the top. Forget the Holocaust. Like,
right.
I get when there's like when somebody makes a joke, Louis C.K.'s done it, Howard Stern's done it, and coincidentally they're all Jews.
Yes.
You know, they're
that's
so the when a Jewish fella or Jewish woman is making jokes about
their culture.
I mean, it's like, really, it's come on now, but. Holocaust, I get it. You might have some people that go, hey, my great grandmother was gassed by Hitler. That's a little sensitive to me. But you really gotta be an over the top, just super sensitive Jew when you're outraged over a joke from biblical times, like something that's in a made up book. And not to offend my conservative evangelical followers, but we don't know if that book, regardless, something in a book that is, you know, they had horns, and you got to be really sensitive, like over the top sensitive. That's not Holocaust sensitive. That's like
Orthodox Jew sensitive.
Worse. I mean, it's yeah.
And I'm sure
horns.
In today's world,
Moses.
There's not everyone is as religious or lives in a you have to know the Bible by heart like we're in 1964. Like this is 2016. Where religion is looked at a little bit differently. So when people make fun of it, everyone's made fun of it. George Carlin has said some outrageous things about religion. You know, Richard Pryor has said things, like legendary comics have said things about religion. And It's like, but not everyone. I really didn't get the joke because I didn't in-depth myself with the Bible growing up.
Yeah,
so even though I was raised Catholic and even though I went to a Catholic school, it was just part of the Bible that I guess I just went, woof.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to a Catholic school. I did the whole thing, and I don't ever remember the Bible referencing Jews with horns and Moses and this.
Maybe
it's
a Bible that we don't know about.
I don't know.
A million versions of the Bible.
I don't know.
All right, well, Amy Schumer, keep making people laugh.
Yeah, I'm not a super big Schumer fan, but in this aspect, I got a side on the Schumer bandwagon here.
All right, so Lady Gaga has officially said yes to Ryan Murphy that she will be back for season 6 of American Horror Story. She's like the new young Jessica Lange.
You had to figure she would do it. I mean, why wouldn't she? She had a ton of success off of the American Horror Story.
No.
Why would you not? Come on.
She's awesome.
Please.
I love Lady Gaga. I want to see her live again. We should go to her concert.
When she coming?
I don't know.
You know,
honestly, I don't know if she even has a new album. But I'm sure she does. That came out like 3 months ago, probably. But I have to look. Justin Bieber's coming in town soon, though.
Oh.
And speaking of Justin Bieber, his friends, Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid, were in Paris for Paris Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing the catwalk. On the catwalk. And they were at a Paris club, L'Arc. Sounds very like, so cool. Where she allegedly punched a paparazzi. Kendall allegedly punched a paparazzi. Her bodyguard restrained the guy. And he got a little too close to them. And she's like, yo, back up.
I punched him.
Go, girl.
All right.
Hey, at least your dad taught you something before he went female.
Yeah.
She's a tomboy. That's the big thing.
All right.
I love her. All right, so Benedict Cumberbatch is a cummerbunny. He is, you can eat him now. He's chocolate. He comes in white chocolate, dark chocolate, and milk chocolate. And he has a 22-karat gold bow tie that's glittered in gold. He is $70. And if you want to eat him up, you get to choose what flavor he is.
$70 piece of chocolate.
It's
that big?
It's like a... Now, the person that did this little cummerbunny...
Yeah.
She saw a chocolate mold of his whole entire body that someone out in London did. She's from London, too. And she's like, I was inspired, so I made a Benedict Cumberbatch... It's the bunny. And I'm like, huh. Cool.
Okay.
You have to be like a hardcore
Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever his name is. All right. I wonder if it's anatomically correct.
What?
The chocolate bunny. His chocolate body is anatomically correct.
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think he's got a little chocolate wee wee?
Oh, that thing. No. All right, so Scott Kelly has returned to Earth after spending 340 days out in space. He spent a total of 520 days in space, but he actually lived a whole year out there, almost a whole year. He was the first American astronaut to do so. He landed out in Kazakhstan, Russia. That thing's only United States.
Kazakhstan,
out in that Russia area. And he has a twin brother named Mark Kelly that's also a former NASA astronaut. And while Scott Kelly was there, the low gravity made him stretch, and he grew 2 inches.
Yeah, I read that.
But he's back to normal.
Yeah,
now.
They say he went back to normal, or he'll go back to normal.
It took 2 days to finally get back. Normal.
I know, and that was wild, wasn't it?
I think that's very. It's very interesting that that kid.
You know, he I don't know the Scott Cal, his brother, he's got the twin brother.
Yeah.
And his twin brother is the one that's married to Gabby Gifford, who got shot in the head in the, it was one of those mass shootings a few years ago at the, it wasn't the courthouse, but it was,
Theater?
No. I don't even remember exactly where or why Gabby Gifford was there. She was a rep. She was a house member.
Okay.
And I don't know if she was in the local offices in her district, or in a court, where exactly they were, but it was a shooting spree. A guy shot everybody, and she got shot in the head.
Is she alive still?
Yeah.
She died.
No, she's alive, and that's his brother. Now, this Scott Kelly, he must have got divorced. Because I think he's got a kid.
Okay.
I'm saying all this because you've got to be, there's got to be something inside you that puts, I guess, work, and this is some serious work, that there's got to be something inside you that says, I'm going to live in space for a year by myself.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what got him to be like, I'm going to go?
You know, I definitely know he doesn't have a wife. Again, I don't know if he's divorced, but a year in space. Yeah. And now I know that other astronaut, the Russian astronaut, was up there. I don't know if he was up there the whole time, but again, a year living in space. That's
Scott,
some lonely stuff, man.
Was Scott Kelly the one that would take pictures and send it to America?
Yeah.
Or like send it back to Earth and say, oh, look at, you know, this is what Earth looks like the world looks like at 5 in the morning.
Yep. A year.
So that's him.
In space. That's a lonely, lonely time. And not just you're up there alone, but like I said, if you have a wife, if you have kids, I'll have to see his history. I think we looked once. I remember when this happened and we were talking about, like you said, the pictures. And I think I looked it up, like exactly who he is. And I went, oh, wow, his brother is Gabby Gifford's husband. And I remember seeing that he was divorced and he has a kid. Because I was like, who would be married to someone that's like, all right, I'll see you in a year. I'm going to be in space. It's like, hey.
Hey, I mean, there's, you know, married couples that are part of the military and people are gone for 2-3 years.
Yeah, but they come back. But you're not gone for a straight 3 years.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
They come home for 2 weeks. They come home for a week. They get to come home. They get to talk on the phone. They get, you know,
you got to think there's forms of communication being, I mean,
I don't know.
If you see Martian, they were able to communicate with Matt Damon.
Give me the next story. Here, you're quoting a fictional movie. Martian, they were able to.
Well, with our technology now, I'm sure they have. Those like computer systems that are.
All right, we got
sports news now.
Lonely. We can agree on that. Space has got to be lonely for everybody.
I was thinking, I was like, how does someone, you know, do their alone time business?
Yeah.
Is it just go like.
I don't know.
All right, sports news. O.J. Simpson this is bizarre. So LAPD is investigating a knife that was found at the house that was allegedly turned into as evidence, but then an off-duty police officer took it and has kept it for 21 years, basically.
Yeah.
And now they're investigating it, and they're like, it could be a hoax. It could be attached to the murders.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. I read this earlier, and I talked about it on the show.
Like, it's just the most, it's just insanity.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's O.J. Simpson and new. And since he can't, as you said, he can't be retried for the murders, but he can definitely stay in prison when parole comes next year.
Yeah.
They can just be like, we're not, nope, you're not parole. All right, so Eli Apple, a former Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback, was asked by one of the Falcons coaches. Now, he did a like a press conference. No, they're doing the combine, so he's part of the combine. He's not like just some like guy that's like in his 20s that wants to make a comeback. He's part of the combine. He's put at number 22, but the Raiders might pick him up at 14, just to let y'all know. And he did a like an interview after the combine with Comcast Sportsnet, and he had a meeting with the Falcons, and one of the coaches of the Falcons asked if he was gay and liked men, and was like, I don't know why he asked. That was like the first question he asked, and I think he just wanted to come a reaction on me, because then they started asking all these kind of weird questions. And Coach Dan Quinn says it's very embarrassing, very inappropriate that a coach would do. They're not saying who the coach that asked was, but Coach Dan Quinn is like, that's just way inappropriate, and that's like, we're not like that. We're not, the Falcons are not like that. Falcons don't do that.
That's weird.
And I'm like, is this guy asking, did he have some kind of appeal to Eli Apple? Like, is he like, hey, Eli,
yeah.
Do you like men?
You like, would you like my meat?
Since Michael Sam, thanks Michael Sam. Thank you. Now you got coaches asking these kids if they like boys, men.
Did this Eli Apple like who did he tell that? Like he was doing a
conference with Comcast Sportsnet.
And
they were like saying, oh, how's your day? Like, who have you met with, and all the things, and what kind of questions? And he goes, yeah, one of the first questions I got asked by the Falcons in the meeting is if I like men.
It's just so weird.
He's like, no.
It's all weird, right? that he would say that.
The coach or Eli Apple saying
that? Eli Apple. I mean, it's weird that the coach, that one of the coaches would say that and ask him, but it's weird that Eli Apple would divulge that. Like you wouldn't just be
sure he's a kid, and he's like, I have to tell somebody, because I think this is the weirdest thing.
I know, but somebody's like the world. It's just weird.
Hey, maybe it puts an eye that the Falcons ask weird questions.
The guy's trying to hook up with dudes. So what? Yeah. He wants meat. Yeah. It's a hip and cool now.
Yeah. Wait till President Trump's not. Then it won't be hip and cool. All right. So Jeremy Grant of the 76ers basketball. They are like the worst team. I didn't think a team can do bad like in football. But they're 8-53. They're opposite of the Warriors.
They're worse than the Lakers, and the Lakers are bad.
No, the Lakers at least have like 20 wins. This is 8. They only won 8 games. How do you go around just winning 8 games? But anyways, to make matters worse, they did lose to the Washington Wizards 116-108. Jeremy Grant has been fined $10,000 for throwing a water bottle into the stands.
Uh-oh.
No, sir. No, bad
Can't
boy.
Can't do that.
Spank time. Bend over. Bam, bam. They just virtually spanked him. All right. Speaking of Warriors, the Warriors have matched the Bulls with 44 consecutive home wins. They need a total of 72 wins to tie with the Bulls' record. I think it can be done.
They better win the championship, or they're going to be, like I said before, they're going to be just like the Patriots, who lost
that went undefeated and then lost the Super Bowl, and no one talks about, you know, their undefeated season.
And they beat the Clippers 121-106.
All right,
final story. Tennis journalist and historian Bud Collins has passed away at 85 years old. He was known for his he like literally is like the like ultimate outfit guy.
Oh, geez.
He would wear like bright colors and he all had different patterns, like very 70s, very retro, very like I'm so awesome. But 86-year-old passed away. He had tennis encyclopedias. He covered tennis on CBS and NBC. He did stop getting Botox. Not Bud Collins, the woman that's on TV has like serious Botox face and it bothers me. But so R.I.P. Bud Collins. I'm sure. What's her name? Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King.
We'll miss you lots. And that's it from me. And it's Friday. My name is Katie.
Are you excited about Friday?
I'm excited about tomorrow because tomorrow's my weekend, technically. All right, that's it. We'll see you all Monday. Have a great weekend. Au revoir.